We're a week and a half away from going on this year's Kids trip. Yes, it's already here, you guys.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I feel like we just unpacked. In fact, I don't think I unpacked from last year.
Yeah, I think I still have my book bag ready to go.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so packing won't be too difficult for me. But Kids is the organization that Kid Craddock started over 20 years ago. Started with a bus trip to SeaWorld, to San Antonio. And it turned into a trip with 51 families all the way to Orlando, Florida to visit the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World. Now, we got a plane for the kids, compliments of Southwest Airlines. Everything at Disney World is taken care of because of you, Kid Nation. We did Kids Day, and we raised all that money so that we could send these kids, not just the kids like some charities do, the kids and their families.
That's right.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, sometimes grandma, if that's who takes care of them.
Like JC said, these are kids with terminal and chronic illnesses. And a lot of times, the brothers and sisters, like you're alluding to, they get kind of overlooked in some of these charities. But we try and fill that gap because kids, we're taking the whole family. Everybody gets to enjoy the trip, not just the child with special needs.
And the point of this trip? Creating memories. And you get to see it as well, Kid Nation. As you know, you could go to kidskids.com or to kidnation.com while we're on the trip, and you get to see where your money's actually going.
Yeah.
You don't get to see that with very many charities. And we're creating memories because some of these kids may not be around in five years. And the parents could pull out those books and look at those pictures. Mm-hmm. Or if they're having a tough time at the hospital, they could pull out those books and look at the pictures and get that strength back that they get after the trip.
They talk about it for years and years and
they still
years
do, man.
Yeah.
We have kids that are adults now that still talk about this trip changed their life. Let's meet some of the kids that are going on this year's trip, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, we'd like to introduce you to some of the kids that we haven't even gotten to meet yet, and we're looking forward to it. Like Alexis, she's 11. And we learned that Alexis has slept with a stuffed animal of Stitch since she was 2 years old. Oh. So seeing Stitch in real life is going to be a dream come true. Alexis is excited to see all of the parades that she can. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot, yep.
She has a lot of chronic pain, but has a good attitude about it. Alexis says, if I'm going to hurt, I might as well have fun and hurt instead of just staying home and hurting.
Wow.
This is going to be the family's first real family vacation.
Awesome.
A lot of our families have never been on vacation.
What an outlook for a kid.
Isn't
that's
crazy?
Incredible.
A lot of our kids are like that. In fact, most of them are like
gonna
that.
Gonna hurt anyway. Yeah. I might as well get out and live life.
Who you got, Kelly?
We're taking Victor, who also likes to be called Angel.
Shout out.
I'm sure he's earned that nickname.
Yeah.
He's 10, he has spina bifida. Now, Angel's favorite characters are Woody and Buzz Lightyear because they're like family and they take care of each other. And you'll be able to find him in the animal kingdom, hugging and taking pictures with every Disney character he meets. He plans on being strong enough to play wheelchair basketball and adaptive CrossFit next year.
Whoa, adaptive CrossFit.
Wow. Yeah, and just a little side note, 2 weeks before Angel and his family were told they were going with us to Disney World, their home was broken into.
What?
And it just so happened to be Angel's birthday and the day before he had to go in for rib surgery. So times were already tough financially, and now they've lost a lot of their possessions. So this trip is really coming at the right time for this family. Recovering from surgery, a huge burglary on the kid's birthday.
Can you? And I guarantee you those.
I can't stand
those horrible
people. I can't stand it.
I bet you those horrible people probably saw pictures around the house too, of little Angel. And they still went ahead with it.
People don't care, man.
They don't care.
People don't care.
We got you, Angel. We're going to have fun at Disney World, buddy.
Yeah, we are. Let me introduce you to Connor.
Yeah.
Connor is 11. He has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. He loves John Mayer music. And he loves the Baylor Bears. He's also looking forward to seeing Cinderella's castle at night all lit up. Connor was born 25 weeks early.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wrap your brain around that.
Usually you're pregnant for what, 39 weeks, Kelly?
Well, 40 weeks is full term.
Yeah.
I had him and Kelly around 38.
Okay. You know,
the longer they stay, the better.
And he was 25 weeks early.
Weeks early. Wow. And only weighed
that's 15 weeks.
1 pound and 9 ounces.
Jesus.
Now, if you
that
have
is
a
Lord, you know,
have a bottle
miracle.
Of water in front of you, that's how much he weighed. Like a pound and a half, a little over a pound and a half. Doctors told his family that they should prepare for the worst, but he defied the odds, Connor is now 11 years
old. Wow.
And wakes up with a smile on his face every single day.
He's my little hero right
there. My man
Connor.
Waco, Texas. All right, my man Connor.
And he's probably excited that the Bears are now.
The Bears.
They're number four, I believe, in the playoff polls.
Yep. So he's probably smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big win for the Baylor Bears.
Yep.
Let's meet Nelly.
Nelly.
Hey.
Nelly is 8. She has spina bifida. And she can't wait to see the fireworks, the parades, and the Magic Kingdom. She wants to go to there. Her parents say that Nelly has an ability to make everyone around her smile. And she can't wait to finally see Indiana Jones and Beauty and the Beast live on stage at Disney World. We'll make that happen for you for sure, Nelly.
You know, a lot of people think the trip must be really sad. It must be really sad. And there's moments, but there's also moments that you would be shocked because these kids bring such smiles to our faces because they have such great spirits and they're in the best mood to be on this trip.
I'll tell you the saddest part of this trip, when we say goodbye to the kids.
Yeah.
Other than that, we have fun, and these are kids. Remember that. They're kids.
Well, let's be honest. There's a couple that are kind of bad every once in a while.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
That's the best part is that they're sick, but sometimes they do. They drive you crazy because they're regular kids.
I'm like,
they're still kids.
Hey,
I love you, but bye.
Get off of my foot.
It's great because even the parents will be like, I'm so sorry, my kids usually don't act like that. And we're like, no, you know what? Good.
They are kids.
Fine.
They
it are is kids. I will let a kid.
Sure.
You normally, when it's your own kid, you let them snot on you, poop on you, whatever. Kids, they can snot on me, poop on me. I don't care because it's kids.
Of course.
You know?
They're kids.
We can handle it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they are normal kids, too. They just happen to have chronic or terminal illnesses, but these are still normal kids.
Of course. Kids. And they act like normal kids, and we love that about them.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a couple announcements here.
We do, because we had a wildly successful year this year for Kids Kids Day in particular. So thank you, Kid Nation, for your generous donations, because we've raised a ton of money to go on this year's trip. And like always, Raising Cane's has been a great partner for Kids Kids. Kid Nation visited Raising Cane's restaurants on Kids Kids Day last month in a big way. They were giving a portion of every meal sold that day to Kids Kids, and we raised over $31,000.
How about that? Think about that when you're making your chicken finger selection.
That was just on Kids Kids Day from everyone dining in. That amount, along with the $50,000 donation earlier this year from Raising Cane's, makes it over $81,000.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Todd.
Just from Raising Cane's. So thank you. And thanks to Kid Nation for eating there on Kids Kids Day.
And you remember on Kids Kids Day, the people from Enchanted Fairies, Christopher from Enchanted Fairies came in. This is wonderful. They do these little fantasy photo sessions for little boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Or girls and boys,
very
I should say.
Cool.
Mostly girls because of the fairy thing. But it's the beautiful portraits. And they do this fundraiser every year where they sell portrait packages and do calendars and online voting.
The voting's where they get a lot of
money. Right. And just as a brief aside, last year they did it for another organization and raised $70,000.
Very nice.
Which is extremely good.
Very
nice. So this year they say we want to have Kids Kids be the beneficiary. Okay. So on Kids Kids Day at that point, because the fundraising was still continuing, they had presented us with a huge check for $140,000.
Incredible.
Probably the largest one I've seen.
$40,000.
But the online voting for the 2016 calendar was still continuing. Well, now that's ended at the end of October.
Okay.
And we finally have the new amount from Enchanted Fairies.
All right.
What you got?
All right.
They have raised over $204,000.
Lord.
Oh.
Lord.
And that's not all. Wait.
Oh.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
More.
More?
Because, like I said, these are 2016 calendars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful portraits of these little angels.
Yeah.
And you can pre-order the Enchanted Fairies 2016 calendar for just $10. And 100% of that goes to Kids Kids.
Mm. Did you get that?
So there is no telling how much money can be raised. This was all Christopher at Enchanted Fairies. Thank you so much.
Way to go, Christopher.
If you want to pre-order this calendar, go to make sure you include the dash, enchanted-fairies.com. And I am ordering mine.
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
$200,000 and counting.
Wonderful.
And counting, depending on how many calendars. And 100% of the calendar sales, not partial proceeds, you know, where a dollar from every calendar sold. No, every dollar. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
What a great
guy. Thank you, Enchanted Fairies. Enchanted-fairies.com.
Kelly just had her party. with Enchanted.
A little birthday party there. Emma Kelly, I took her there for her photos earlier this year. Gorgeous. And she's like, I want to do my birthday party there. I want my friends to do it with me. Huh. So it was it was a long night, but they loved it. The girls loved
good,
it.
Good, good.
Since we're talking about money right now, Shannon handed me this the other day.
Okay.
But it's maybe we could get this much money in the kids' bank account. Have you seen how much Apple has in their bank account?
Yeah, their revenue's insane.
We expect them to have a lot of money.
Yeah. Sure.
But this is ridiculous.
No, I've put some in there.
They have $206 billion sitting in their bank account.
In the bank account.
Yeah. They could theoretically afford to give every single person in the United States $646. $318.8 million people. We'd all get $646.
I would take it.
About the cost of an iPhone.
So they don't wake up in the morning and check their balance.
Oh, no. Now, remember when there was that, the Onion came out with that article that said Mark Cuban buys sports?
Yes.
He bought all of sports.
Sure.
Yeah.
Apple could actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Apple could buy sports. They have enough cash to buy every single team from every major sports league in the world.
Well, playing today, the Washington Apples versus the Dallas Apples.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Can you imagine?
To buy all 32 NFL teams, they would pay about $37.2 billion. They still have plenty of money left over. Then they have 29 teams in the NBA. That would cost about $32 billion for them.
Okay.
Then they go over to baseball, buy all those teams, another $36 billion. And then to buy the NHL, about $14.7 billion.
Would they like to buy a sports bar?
That would cost them $119 billion. So they still have plenty of money, enough to go overseas and buy the top 20 soccer teams in the world.
And those are some of the expensive ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Real Madrid and Barcelona, Munich, Manchester United. They could buy all those for $23.2 billion.
Wow.
Man.
That's crazy.
They have enough money to purchase all those teams and then still have $59.7 billion left in cash.
What would you do with that?
Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
You can buy everything.
No.
And then, but what's the joy in that?
What?
When you know there's not, you know, when you have that kind of money, just imagine you really have that kind of money.
Sure.
And you can do anything you want. Nobody ever tells you no. Boring. That's boring.
You
bought everything you want.
Me.
What else can you buy? I'll buy another diamond.
Well, you can't.
Oh, I guess I'll go on another. I mean, it sounds like a fantasy for a minute.
Sure.
But that's why all these rich people are so stinking bored and getting into trouble.
Like, you could buy
everything
in the world.
You have nothing to aspire to.
Then there's nothing left for you to buy because you already own everything.
Towards. Sure.
That's the only reason things are so alluring is because they're unattainable.
Right.
Oh, man.
And I love that feeling of, man, I can't wait another week. I'm going to buy this.
The anticipation.
That's the feeling.
Working, waiting to get paid, saving up for something.
Yeah,
it's much more rewarding way.
Sure.
That part, looking
forward to it.
That's
why you see all these bored little rich kids. They don't, what do I have to work for? I'm going to have money. And that's why
they didn't even have to work for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't buy happiness.
Looking at your bank account increase, you know, because you're saving up for a bicycle, say, for example. When you're a kid, you're saving, I just need me $160. I can get this new bicycle. I'm almost there. When I was throwing newspapers when I was a kid, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
That's what I look forward to.
It's like the philosophical Chris Jansen once said.
Money can't buy happiness. But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck.
All right, just load it out.
Yeah.
A little bit of the boat song for you.
See, I sang that both Friday and Saturday.
Of course you did.
Imagine that.
But wouldn't you? Hey, it's time to play Beat the Bank. Now, it's not a $206 billion.
No.
But it could be up to $1,000 if you get in and play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play Beat the Bank. We'll take caller number 13. And it looks like we'll have a little Gwen Stefani action for you as well.
Nice.
Ooh.
Did Big Al Mac bring up Blake Shelton?
Oh.
I don't know. You'll find out next.
We'll be back with more in a little bit. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.